The phrase, "Sorry, we are closed," is often seen on the doors of shops and businesses when they are not open for business. However, in today's world, we are also seeing this phrase used to describe the hearts of many people towards God. People are closing themselves off to the truth of Christianity, refusing to hear or accept the message of salvation through Jesus Christ. As Christians, it is our duty to share the good news of salvation with the world, even if it means facing rejection. In Matthew 28:19-20, Jesus commands his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything he has commanded. However, when we encounter people who are closed off to the gospel, we must remember that we are not the ones who can change their hearts. Only God has the power to change a person's heart and draw them to himself. As Jesus said in John 6:44, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day." We must also remember that rejection is not a new phenomenon. In fact, Jesus himself was rejected by many during his time on earth. In John 1:11 it says, "He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him." As followers of Christ, we should not be surprised when we face rejection for sharing the gospel. But we must not let rejection discourage us. As Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 4:5, "But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry." We must continue to share the good news of salvation with those who are open to hearing it, knowing that God is the one who can change hearts and bring people to himself. In conclusion, as Christians, we should not be discouraged by those who have closed themselves off to the gospel message. We should continue to share the good news of salvation, knowing that it is ultimately God who can change hearts and draw people to himself. As Paul wrote in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes."